Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What's the latest on the pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
One of the fine affiliates of the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, just like our fine folks in Green Bay at 99.7 FM, WNFL, Wausau 93.9 The Game, and Duluth Superior, again, 710 The Game. There joining us now is Ryan Wood, and he joins us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing great. And Sparky, I'm going to go with A for the answer. I know how you feel about me. I appreciate that. And it's good to be your hero.
I can't say you're my hero when you root for a team associated with that idiot Tyrese Halliburton. I cannot do it. I will not do it. Absolutely not. I was watching that game last night, rooting against the Pacers with all my might, hoping the Thunder smoked them. Halliburton's prancing around in his pink sweater. Like, oh, my goodness gracious.
That just makes you a terrible person, but that's okay. I love you anyway. Can you saw the pink, right? Mm-hmm. You imagine my affinity for the man.
Yeah, you and your pink suit coat. Yes, I understand that you guys have that synergy and so forth, but I can't do it. Okay, Ryan Wood, you tell me, going into this game, if you're Matt LaFleur, do you A, run a game plan like you would any other week, or do you B, try and showcase a little Jordan Love in this game?
A. Just get the job done.
Yeah.
Win's a win.
No,
Sparky, that's an easy one.
No.
Wait, you're going with
no. Jordan Love, we're wigging it this week, baby. We're throwing it 35, 40 times. We're taking shots downfield, and we're going to put you on display and let you have a career game. The Steelers' defense against a pass is like second to last in the league.
You know what the good news is here? There is a C option, and that option is all of the above.
Sure.
Because who's to say against this Steelers secondary, which gives up explosive plays like Oprah gives out cars. Like that's what they do. Who's to say airing it out's not the answer?
Right.
Okay. I understand this offense needs to run the football to be its best. Josh Jacobs is the engine that makes it go. This Steelers defense gives up a lot of explosive plays. Now, however, they do not give up a lot of explosive plays of home. They have had two games inside their home stadium this season. They held the Cleveland Browns to 9 points. Fine, cool, whatever. They held the Seahawks to 17. 26 points in two home games. They have been much, much better at home than they have been on the road when week one in New York, they gave up 32 points to Justin Fields, who, according to his own owner, cannot complete a pass without great difficulty.
Yep.
It's been a bad defense on the road, but it's been pretty good at home. So I think that matchup is it's worth checking that split.
Okay, so the injury report just came out. I just got it emailed to me. Questionable people this week. Warren Brinson with a hamstring, questionable, limited participant. Matthew Golden with a hip, questionable, limited participant. Brandon McManus, limited participant, questionable. Christian Watson, who has the ability to come back, questionable, limited participant. And the other one, Devontae Wyatt, who practiced again, limited participant, questionable. Of those five guys that are listed as questionable, who do you think plays Sunday night in Pittsburgh?
So you know this is my very favorite question of the week, right? Because I know no one ever has any idea with this team who's going to be.
Well, here you go, Ryan. You can be everyone's hero and get this right.
Yeah, well, thank you. No pressure or anything. Let's just purely guess and be a hero.
That's right. Yes.
Christian Watson thinks he's playing this week,
good.
So I'm going to go with he's playing.
All right.
Got to let the cat out of the bag there. And I'm not sure Matt LaFleur was too thrilled about it. But here's the thing with Christian Watson, though. I mean, what's he playing? Like 10, 15 snaps? That's all there's going to be. So I think he's going to be on the field. I don't think he's going to have a big impact on this game. It sure looks like Devontae Wyatt is going to be playing. He has gotten through the entire week of practice. He was on the field again today. And if he is, I like that. That is the guy to me. The Packers don't win this game if Devontae Wyatt is not good. They need that interior pass rush against Aaron Rodgers, who knows how to beat this defense. Aaron Rodgers is getting rid of the football, third fastest time to throw, according to Next Gen Stats, in all the league this year. Only Patrick Mahomes and Dylan Gabriel are more. No, two different guys there. But the point is, he gets rid of the ball fast. How do you help solve that and make sure the rush gets to him? You have Devontae Wyatt go straight up the middle. That is what they need. It sure looks like he's going to play. How good is he going to be is the big question. As far as Brandon McManus goes, I think the thought was if he's going to kick this week, and he did kick this week, that he'd be playing. So I would expect him to play.
Okay, let's talk about this defense and the cornerbacks. Jeff Hafley did a masterful job. We'll play some clips coming up at 4 o'clock defending his corner play to this point. Do you think the criticism of the corners has been overblown by the fans?
Yeah, it depends on how significant the criticism is. Like, I haven't seen acute corner criticism. I've seen a lot of Matt LaFleur is an idiot and needs to be fired criticism, which I think is insane. I've seen a lot of this team's going nowhere, which I think is absolutely insane for pre-Halloween.
Yep.
I haven't seen, like, are fans thinking that this quarterback group is atrocious and terrible? Yeah, that's overblown. Are they saying that they need to, you know, do a better job of not blowing coverages and whatnot? And not that it was just the corners, you know. Yeah. Keyshawn Nixon might have been responsible for that Trey McBride first touchdown. I'm not sure the corners had anything to do with
that. Passer rating against, they were both over 100 in that last game.
Here's my thing with Jeff Hafley.
Hobbs and him.
Said.
Yeah.
He's factually accurate. They're averaging 5.8 yards per pass.
Yeah.
I think the pass rush has more to do with that than the secondary, but it's not like the secondary has nothing to do with that. And 5.8 yards per pass is 5.8 yards per pass. It doesn't just lead the league. That is an elite number.
That is. You're right about that.
What Jeff Hafley said is that, like, that's not wrong, and it's also really good because in this league, we just talked about pitcher Steelers defense giving up explosive plays. If you're not giving up explosive plays, you win a lot of games.
All right, I got a roll here, Ryan Wood. Quickly, who wins? You don't have to give me a score.
I am taking Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Phone's breaking up. Sorry. There goes Ryan Wood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.